Well, amen. God is so good.
All the time.
And He's good all the time. And I'm just thankful for what He's going to do in this service. I thank God that there's not a hindrance that's going to steal that word that God wants to put in your heart. And I thank God for all that He's doing. And you know what? This has just been a year. That's really about all I can say is it's just been one heck of a year. And I was telling Dad, I said, you know what, Dad? Truth be told, the devil is mad. See, there's been so many things going on. And see, there's so many things that's happened this year that the devil didn't even expect. And it's gotten him off a course where he don't know what to do but attack. And see, I thank God that God gave up the one thing that He held dear. That was His Son. He gave it up. He willingly gave it up. That was the most precious thing that He had. And He gave it up for us. And so I'm just going to teach this morning. And the title of this message is called Looking for Favor. And let's go to Luke chapter 2. And baby Jesus had already been born. And it says, we're going to look in chapter 2, and we're going to start at verse 8. And it says, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. See, we're not talking about, oh, these people were doing some magnificent things. No, they were shepherds, and they were doing their job. They were being consistent. They were doing what they were told to do. They were shepherds. They were out in that field. And they were doing what they did every day. Amen. See, God's looking for people that'll be consistent in what God's told them to do, be where they're supposed to be there on time, do what God's calling you to do. Because what happens when that happens? See, it's rare that people just do what they're supposed to do.
That's right.
Let's keep it real. We got lots of people. And they think that they're keeping it real. And see, they're living a lie because, see, they're not doing exactly what God told them to do. They're doing it about 75%, some of them. Some of them doing it about 65%. No, God wants you all in. He wants you to do what He's told you to do. If that's your job, He wants you to be at that job. He wants you to stop complaining about that job. He wants you to be faithful.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we're not talking about jobs here today, but hey, we're going to preach out of God's Word, and God says that the shepherds were out in the field, and they was keeping watch. That's what they did. And it says, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And see, you'll be in your everyday life. See, and if you're doing what you're supposed to do, if you're where you're supposed to be, see, it may seem boring to you, and that's the problem with people. People have been watching too much TV. All this stuff, it ain't like that. See, that's where you get off to thinking, unless I get a feeling, this must not be the Lord. No, you know what? You stop paying attention to those feelings because feelings will get you backslidden. I meant to do this at the beginning of the service, but let's take a vote. And everybody's going to vote. Because I need to know, Brenda, what all I can get away with in this next 40 minutes. So, if your hands up, your hands up. If your hands down, your hands down in this vote. But how real can I be? Can I be 100% real in this message? If that's a yes from y'all, I want you to raise your hand. Because see, if it's a no, I'm seeing. Okay. Now look, if you get offended, you voted yes. So you don't have the right to become offended in this. Amen? Because we will keep it real. This is the second to last Sunday in this year. And you know what? For the people that'll do what God told them to do, for the people that'll make a little bit of change in their life, God's got a good year for you. See, 2019 is not a year of heartache. It's a year where, you know what, some things are going on. And you know what, we're going to keep it real because I'm going to see right where you're at. God's going to see right where you're at. And you voted. So if you get offended, you walk out of here and you keep your mouth quiet because we don't want to hear about that because you voted. And everybody's hand was up. Okay, so you're in your everyday life. And see, God's glory, it'll show up when you're doing your everyday life. See, you don't got to be some rock star doing this, that, and the other. No, you know what? You be you. You be what God's told you to be. Be where He's called you to be. Go to your job. Do those things. Because God's got some glory He's sending your way. See, He's going to show up when it matters the most. He's going to show up when it doesn't look like it's going to work out. He's going to show up when nothing else, Aunt Patty, could make it right. That's when He's showing up. But see, what have we got to do to get Him to show up? What's going to happen for the glory of God to come down and come up into a situation? Be faithful in everything that you do. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. Okay. And they were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." See, today is about good news. I was looking back and I looked at all the messages, and I've preached some very hard messages. And I preached them out of my own life because I've gone through some hard things this year. Now, Brother Tommy, there should be a water bottle right there in my seat, and I'm going to need that because I'm already getting choked up. I've preached messages such as "Keep Making Lemonade." I've preached a lot of messages, Melissa, that on January 1st, I didn't intend on preaching. But see, you're going to get to a point where you realize that all you want is what God wants in your life, and you may have to make some big changes to get there. But when you get to that point of 100% surrender, you on your way. Amen? And it says, "I'm going to bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." See, this is for all people, but not all people are taking it. It says, "Straight is the gate, narrow is the way, and there's few that find it." Now, why is there few that find it? Anybody know? Few are looking. That's why. See, we got people that'll fill a pew. They're hearers of the word and not doers. Is it possible for you to sit in the church for 20 years and go backslide? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. See, I told you I would keep it real. See, from my family to yours. See, I haven't asked God why. The old Kelly would have been asking a few questions. But I ain't asked why because it doesn't matter. Because you know what? At the end of the day, we're going to still be standing when every chip is fallen. That's what I've got to say about that. And it says, "For all the people, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests."
Thank you, God.
And let me tell you something. If you've got peace in your life, you're having God's favor. See, peace He's given you, and the favor of God wants to rest on you. God's got favor that you haven't seen yet. God's got answered prayers that you've been asking God for a long time. How do we get there? You know, what I've learned in the past 12 months is look for favor. Look for it. When Dad and I pull into the parking lot, Casey Renee, we get up front most of the time and he says, "Thank you for favor." You know what? In all of your ways, in everything that you do, you look for God's favor because it's there. See, the devil wants to get you feeling like God's not doing nothing, like God's far from you. God's not far from you, but you have to learn how to identify the Lord in your everyday life. That's what we got to learn. Because, see, we get wrapped up in the glitz and the glam of everything, and we start feeling like God is boring. God is this. God is that. No. You be faithful in what you're doing right in the moment. Because, see, God's going to send the glory of Himself to you. He has favor for you. He has peace for you. But we got to tap into that.
Amen.
And it says, peace to men on whom His favor rests. And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Now, God ever told you anything? God ever told you anything? Anybody got anything that God has told you and it ain't come yet? Now you guys are looking tired. You're looking confused. Let me rephrase it. Anything in your life, has God told you something, but it hasn't come about yet? Okay. Some of us, we got an amen, and some of you ain't. You know what? Pay attention. Get yourself to where you can see God, where you can see His hand. Get those ears to where you can hear Him, because God wants to speak to you. God wants to minister to you. God says, even at night, I'm going to instruct you. See, we let ourselves get so weary down, get so watered down, get so stressed out. We don't know what's up. We don't know what's down, because there's a spirit of confusion that gets on God's people and tries to get them in a state where they don't know what's what. But see, 2019 isn't a year of confusion, man. It's a year of breakthrough. Amen. But you got to be where you're supposed to be. And you gotta do what you're supposed to do. Dad's always said this for 33 years. You gotta know when to hold them. You gotta know when to fold them. And you gotta know when to walk away. 2018 has been the biggest year of transition. Because you know what? I realized it was the time to walk away from me. See, you got to walk away from things that you're breaking yourself down for to try to get. See, you'll become a person that you don't want to be. You'll do things that you don't want to do. You'll fight battles that you don't really even know why you're fighting them. It's just for the pure heck of just fighting. You know? God told me the other day, Kelly, over the past 2 or 3 years, I've gotten you to a point where I've taught you how to distinguish which battles I'm wanting you to fight and to go forward with, and which one of them I'm wanting you to walk away from. See, I bought a car 2 years ago, right off the showroom floor, Brother Mike. It sparkled. I had never done that before. I thought, whoa, life is great. I want the one on the showroom floor. That's the one I'm wanting. That must be the best one. I want it. Man, I got in that thing not even 90 days. That thing blew up with me in it. And I thought, if I live through this, then people down at the Hyundai is going to get it. By golly, I got myself all worked up. I called them every day. For 2 weeks, Sister Cindy, and you know what? Half of me was thinking, okay, I'm going to go along with what they say. They're the professional. Whatever. And they started telling me they were going to give me the same car, and they were just going to put a new motor in it. Because the motor and the block, it all got all, that's what blew up. For a second, I went along with that. And something rose up in me and said, you know what? I didn't buy a busted up car. See, when you asked Jesus into your heart, you didn't take a busted out God that can't afford to take care of you. You didn't accept a busted out God that can't heal you. You didn't take a busted out God that can't deliver you from every addiction that you've got. No, you took that Jesus Christ that gave His blood, that blood was shed for you, and you gotta take it to the bank. And so I said, no, I'm not taking that car. You're taking it back. You're gonna find me a new one. It better have everything that this one's got, and I'm not taking anything less than that, down to the wheels, down to the exterior of what it is. I want a new one. Brother Mike, they were having trouble finding one. And I said, don't even call me back till you got one. They said, Miss Kitson, we can't do that. We've never done that. We can't do it. I went back and forth with them because I'm persistent. I'm going to get my way. I mean, I don't take no for an answer. And then people, they were wearing me out because it was like every day they were telling me no. And I sat there and I was at work and I just sat my head back and I just started to cry because it was wearing me down. See, if you get up in something that you weren't supposed to be in, it'll wear you down. Let me tell you something. God didn't tell me to buy that car. I'm woman enough. I can sit here and I can tell it to you. Very few people will tell you when they were wrong. See, I don't minister out of just my successes. I minister out of it all. Because, see, people need to learn how to be honest with their self. They need to learn how to say, I made a mistake. They need to learn how to say, I'm sorry. See, that's what the world is lacking. And I sat back and I knew, I should not have bought this car. And I said, God, tears, man, I cry some crazy ways. I just had it that day. And I said, God, you tell me what to do. You tell me whether to keep fighting this or to just let them have their way. God said, Kelly, you keep fighting it. Because, see, I want to give you a new car.
Praise God.
They called me back and I said, look, there is a first time for everything. You don't call me back till you tell me yes. It took them 3 days. But see, they called me back and they told me yes.
Thank you, God.
Now let me tell you something. God's making the second one last. It's been a blessing. But let me tell you something. Come next time, we're going to listen to Jesus. Come next time, we're going to make better decisions.
Amen.
Amen. Because what it really boils down to is, that ain't my car. That's God's car. Now, I'm really going to go off to meddling. That's what I do. I don't even play worldly music in that car. Why? Because it's God's car. See, is playing worldly music a sin? Absolutely not. But let me tell you what I noticed in my own life. Man, you get to playing that country stuff, you will be depressed. They're talking about the dog dying, mama's dead, my girlfriend left me, it's all bad. And I'd get out of the car and I'd think, man, I'm in such a depressed mood. Well, you then put all that in your spirit. Of course you're depressed, you know. I ain't even seen a person all day and I'd be depressed over the dog that died and with Garth Brooks. I mean, you know, oh my gosh. But see, in every little aspect of your life, identify where is God. See, when you're driving and somebody out of right by the front of the building, when they pull out and you get to pull in, practice saying, thank you, God, for your favor. When you're rolling around in a parking lot and it's full, say, God, I'm looking for your favor. When you get in a situation in your life where everything is crumbling, say, God, I'm looking for your favor. God, I know your favor is there, and I'm looking for it. God, when it comes, I'm going to identify that that was you. It wasn't a coincidence. It wasn't a fluke thing. It was you. It was your hand that put it there. Glory. And it says, so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. See, there's nothing new under the sun. Women be pondering. They do a lot more than that, but we're going to go with pondering today. See, she treasured them up and she pondered them. Now, there's things that you're pondering on. There's things that you've just kept in. God wants you to turn your focus. Let some of those things go because they're holding you back. See, you do have to know when to hold them. You got to know when to say, yeah, God, you're going to help me fight this battle. God, it's the battle that you told me I would get through, so I'm going to stand. You got to realize when you're fighting a battle, God did not call you to fight. And when you realize that, you got to have the guts enough. You got to have the boldness enough to walk away. See, there's things God wants for you in 2019. There's things that happen. Everything to this moment has got you to right where you're sitting today. God is preparing you for bigger, better things. Be done with the trash and the garbage in your life. Let the things that you're pondering, if they aren't gratifying to God, if God's told you no, if God's told you whatever, let them go. The things that you know God has done for you that only God could do for you, ponder on those things because He's got more of those for you. And so, anyhow, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. See, God tells His children things, and He'll bring them about. See, and what the devil likes to do is he likes to get people to thinking, well, they haven't happened yet. So, well, God's not done yet. Be patient. If you're afflicted right now, be patient. Be patient. Now let's go to Psalms chapter 5. We're going to look at verse 12. And it says, for surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous and you surround them with your favor as with a shield. See, we sing that song, when it looks like I'm surrounded by you. You know what? God's favor will surround you to the point where nothing is going to come in between you and the Lord. Now, Mama Brenda, somebody may need to take that baby to the nursery. I'm not sure. She's a hoot, though. I had her last time. So anyhow, for surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous and you surround them with your favor as with a shield. Now let's go to Psalms chapter 30, and we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 7. And it says, I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Now, let me tell you something. You know what I've learned, Sister Cindy, this year? I've let there be too much room in my life for my enemy. There's been too much of who I am wrapped up in those enemies. It's taken a lot of things this year to happen for me to realize that I can't be pecking around with the chickens if I want to be up here where the eagles are. See, you're going to spend too much of your life messing around, being sidetracked on these little silly things that the devil will consume your entire day with. You'll be angry, you won't know why you're angry. You'll be sad, you won't know why you're sad. You'll be depressed, you don't know why you're depressed. And it's because it's the lie that the devil has for you to get you over here. But let me tell you something. Your enemies, if you'll let God be God, if you'll be who you're supposed to be, see, if you'll be the shepherd that they're out in the field and they're tending to the flock that God has given them, see, God won't let your enemies gloat over you. God won't let them overtake you. God won't let the snare of the fowler come up into your life. He won't let them come up into your finances. He won't let them come up into your kids. He won't let them come up into your family. Let me tell you this. Sometimes it looks like they're coming up into all that. Amen. But you know what? What I've learned is that God is the God in the valley and He's the God in the mountain. Isaiah chapter 40, it says, every valley will be raised up. See, your valley is something that you're walking through. It's not something that you're staying there. So don't pitch a tent there. Stop dwelling in the valley. Get your big girl britches on and say, no, this is just something that I'm going through, but I see it. I identify it. Brenna Babe, it's taken me all year long to realize that the devil wants me to focus on my enemies. You know what? I'm not going to focus on them. I'm going to forgive them. I'm going to stop being a hypocrite and hating their guts and talking bad about them because I'm bigger than that. I'm a bigger woman than that. God saved me when I was 7 years old, and He didn't save me for me to be wound up in hating somebody's guts so bad that I can't do anything for God. Amen? Now look, it's taken almost a year for me to get to the point where I say, you know what? It ain't worth hating somebody. It's not. I was at Dad's house the other day. He got on the phone with one of my enemies. And my blood just began to boil. And I thought, if they are mean to my dad, I will go down there today. He gets on the phone with him and he had them eating out of the palm of his hand. Oh, sweetie. Oh, you sweet girl. Thank you so much. And God said, Kelly, pay attention. See, identify God. Pay attention. See, the world has got you so numb that the thing, angel, that God wants you to see, you can't be numb or you'll miss it. God said, pay attention to how He talks to your enemy. Because, Kelly, that isn't His enemy, but I want you to learn. Because all year I've said, God, I don't even know how to talk to my enemy because I hate their guts. What does God do? Divine appointment. Guess what? I'm going to be calling them sugar, sweetheart, ma'am, thank you. Why? Because I'm not letting that situation hold me back. Man, I'm going to do what God told me to do. I'm going to be who God called me to be because God's glory wants to show up. See, there's things that God's told me and I think, how is that ever going to happen? That ain't my problem. That's God's problem. You don't got to know everything. You don't need to know everything because you will mess it up.
That's right.
Right? See, we think we're smart. We go buy some car for flash and show. Blows up with you in it. See, learn. Dad's like, Kelly, why'd you buy that car? I said, Dad, man, this is the best car. Nope. And it says, O Lord, my God, I called to You for my help and You healed me. O Lord, You brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. sing to the Lord, you saints of His praise, His holy name, for His anger lasts only a moment, but His favor lasts a lifetime. See, you got to get used to picturing God in the rest of your lifetime. Because see, everything else, man, people will let you down. They'll leave. They'll lie. They'll do things to you you didn't think they were capable of doing. God will never leave you. God will never forsake you when others leave you, when others forsake you. God, He'll either restore or He'll replace. That's what God does. See, God ain't going to let the devil take something from you without giving you something a million times better. But see, some of us, we're holding on to the junk that we thought we wanted. You got to know how to hold them, fold them, walk away. See, God's telling people in this building right now, walk away. I'm telling you, walk away from some things. God has some awesome things. This has been a year. But Brenda, babe, I love God more than I ever have before. It's taken some real heartache. It's taken some real change. It's taken some real yielding. But you know what? I've come out a better person. I've come out knowing that it don't matter what they tell my mama. It don't matter what happens in my family. It doesn't matter because God is who He says He is. See, there's nothing that's going to change me into thinking any different. He is who He says He is. He will do what He said He would do. Amen. And it says, O Lord, when You favored me, You made my mountain stand firm. But when You hid Your face, I was dismayed. Why does God hide His face sometimes? No. I'm going to answer that question with another Bible verse. We're going to go to Psalms chapter 84 and verse 11. And it says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. See, we talked about God's favor being a shield. See, all these verses are going together because God shields His kids. He protects them. He bestows favor on them. He brings honor to their life. He's the only one that can. Nothing else is going to make that happen for you. And it says, the Lord bestows favor and honor, and no good thing does He withhold from those whose walk is blameless. See, you want God to not hide His face. You want God to be up in there and helping you. Stop doing the things that you know that He ain't pleased with. We all know what they are. Some of us think we're real intelligent. We want to try to justify those things. The time of justification for them things, that's winding up. Because see, I want to tap into something different, Carmilla. I'm sick of being held up over my own self. So if God says, forgive your enemy, I'm going to make that my goal. When God says, turn the other cheek, okay, God. When God says, give to this person, give to them. When God, whatever God's telling us, do that thing. Have a blameless walk. We want God to intervene. We want God to show up. Man, some of us, we want God to show up. We don't want them to be late. We can't even show up to church on time. Let's keep it real. Be where you're supposed to be. Be in the field. See, what are you supposed to be doing? God's got glory for you in your everyday life. He's going to bring you about to a place you never even thought you could be. He'll surround you with so many things that you've never thought possible for your life. But see, God has the ability to make something out of your nightmare. To make something out of your tragedy. The thing that the devil said, they'll never get past this. They'll be a million years old and they'll still be crying about this one thing. No, If you'll go with God, you're going to go on from that and you're going to be a better person. You'll be able to reach a lot of people. And so, last place for me is Psalms chapter 90. We're going to look at verse 17. And it says, "May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us." And you know, I'm really out of the having children phase of my life. I enjoyed it. Stephanie, I don't want to do it again. Mainly because, Mama, I don't want her washing me again. That was embarrassing. But when you get one of them sweet little babies, and they've fallen asleep, and they're right there on your chest, and they ain't got a care in the world, and they're resting on you, that's how God's favor is. See, God's favor wants to rest on you. It doesn't want to just come and visit you. It doesn't want to be here in one situation and gone the next. God's favor wants to be ever present in your life because it wants to rest on your very soul. It wants to rest on every situation. It wants to turn everything around that doesn't look like it's going right. God wants you to have the best year you've ever had. He wants breakthrough and abundance in your life. This 2018 business, I'm thankful for it, and I'm going to be glad when it goes. Because God has something better. And I got to woman up to get to that place where He's wanting me to be. So you got to Christian up, man up, woman up, be faithful where God's put you. When it's time for you to leave, He'll have a door done opened up. He'll put you there. The thing that you're in today is not a permanent thing. It's a temporary thing. You're moving on from glory to glory. It's moving on. And it says, "May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us, establish the work of our hands for us." See, it's one thing for you to get into something. See, when Pastor came down here, he got into the ministry. He was already in it. What has God done? He's established it. That's great for the pastor. He's an awesome man of God. What about you? See, God wants to establish the work of your hands. He wants you to be able to lay hands on somebody that's sick, and He wants you to be able to heal that person. See, He wants you to be able to do that. Make sure your walk is blameless with Him. Amen. And it says, "May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us and establish the work of our hands for us." Yes, establish the work of our hands. And that's what I've got for you this morning. I believe 2019 is a year of blessing. That's what I believe about it. Be who you're supposed to be. Be that on the weekdays. Don't just be that on Sunday and Wednesday. Be it all the time. Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God wants us to live the Christmas challenge all year long. God wants us to give some things up as a gift to Him. As the wise men came and opened up their gifts and presented the Lord gifts of frankincense, myrrh, and gold, God wants you to give some things up. God wants you to give your relationship, your idol relationships, your relationship idols. Idols, relationships that are idols. God wants you to love Him more than you love, than you hate your enemy. Stand with me. This is a year coming up where the Lord wants us to break through and to where it's all about God. Not spend the whole year in bad things, back and forth, up and down, over and out. Put some things behind you so that you can see what's in front of you. Lift your hands with me. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the power of Christmas on you and your loved ones and give you peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Everyone said amen.